town for the rest of the year? For the next year, for the next 12 months, a new chair.
I nominate Deb Alman for chair.
Is there a second on that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that's passed. Nominations from the floor for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Brad Cohen for vice chair.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm done.
Again, we'd like to welcome Brad to our group here. Brad has already done his oath of office with Rhonda, so that's why we took him with us into executive session. The rest of the agenda, is there any additions?
I have an addition for the launch, for the roof, for the launch building.
Under new business?
Under new business.
Budget items?
Yes.
Gene, at our last meeting, we had talked possibly about going over the comprehensive plan. Should we postpone that tonight?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Okay, that solves that. So the agenda's all right with everyone, other than the...
Well, I was asked to talk to Belmont Hardware. I don't know if you ought to do that.
Okay, yeah, we ought to. That's old business.
Right.
Anything else? Okay, we have a motion to accept the agenda as amended. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, requests? Dave?
Okay.
The minutes.
Oh, okay, the minutes. We keep forgetting our 4 minutes. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as prepared?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Okay, the first one, let's see, we have on the agenda, well, we're going back to July because now we're covering 2 months of our inspections. Earl Rooney, the only problem, we have everything that we need from Earl Rooney except for the shoreline staked out. That's the only thing that we need as far as everything else we have. So I would like to, if we could send him a letter or someone that's on the committee, on the dock association, just to stake the front wall and we'll inspect it at our next inspection. Because we didn't know where it was going to be located exactly. Because they're only going out to the lake so many feet. We want to make sure we break off where it's going to end up.
So it's a motion to write a letter?
Yeah, I would write a letter of Earl Rooney or someone that, you know, to let him know that we just need that break wall staked out.
All right. Send it.
At the shoreline.
Reinsurance receipt?
Sure.
Okay. And give him...
Well, he wants to start construction this fall, so we'll give him until the next meeting. I'd like to have, you know, before our next inspections, if someone could put on there to stake it out.
Yeah, be right 30th.
By the 30th?
By the 30th.
Okay, all right, very good. Dave made a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Gene. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Susan and Richard Reed, a transfer of license. We went down and it's okay to transfer that. I'll make a motion to accept the transfer of the license.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. In favor, Gene?
Aye.
Okay, Carol Salzman and Len Hale. I spoke with Mr. Hale yesterday. And he wants to reconstruct the dock. He wants to talk to his association. But right now, the lift does definitely infringe on if they can't come to an agreement, I know the Salzmans want the lift moved. It's definitely infringing. We bought the property not knowing that there was going to be a problem, but there was definitely a problem. And the other people are front lot owners, and they insist on having that lift moved. It's going to have to be moved. I suggest that it would have to be moved. Or if they could come up with the reconstruction of the community path, that would be the only other I don't know if you want to table this till they come up with another plan, or after the, at the end of the season, have them move this left. So we have to make that decision. You know, I, when the water's drawn down, have them move this left, and not put it back in there so there won't be no infringement. Unless the neighbors can come to some agreement, but I can't see it happening right now.
I would suggest we send a letter asking them to have their association send us a drawing of how they would like the dock to be laid out as a request, and we'll see if we can make it fit. Make it fit, we can, if we can. Something we can do, that's gonna come out, definitely infringes.
So a letter to their dock association and have them lay out what they would like to see in the dock.
Yep.
That's your motion.
That's my motion.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
Okay, when do we want that letter by, the next meeting?
I would say by our September meeting, if they want to get this done, to get out, if the plan's done by the time we get out there, they want to start this project. Once the water's drawn down in October.
By our September.
They can have all their plans.
So you're seconding that?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Seifert.
Okay, Seifert, Fred Seifert, on Trail 6. Everything was okay, and I checked to see if there's an electrical certificate in the folder. I don't, you wanted to have the electrical checked out, Rhonda, see if you have a certificate.
There's electric on the dock, just want to make sure.
Yeah, make sure there was an inspection done, if it's not done, then they should get it done. I'd like to make a motion, maybe, or you want to wait for the electrical inspection? We'll wait for the electrical inspection.
So a letter to them asking for the approval by an electrician. And we'd like that by our August 30th meeting?
Unless
Rhonda may have it in her folder.
We did not have it during the inspection, so we assumed it was.
Okay. Second, to who made the motion? Dave?
Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, transfer of a license for Scott and Lucille Woodward. Everything was okay down there.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the last one for July 1st was Nick Avaniak, and I know also Bunsey's on that dock, but there was only one signature on the proposal for the new dock. We need both people, but I think there may be a problem right now. I'm not sure, Rhonda, you may know what you want that. If they're having a problem getting an agreement together, there's two people on one community dock, and one person wants to do some work. In order to get it done, we're gonna need both signatures, or else the other one wants to excuse himself from the dock and not have a license, but they're gonna have to work that out before we get into anything with that. So I'd like to table that until we need both signatures.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we're on our last inspections. Okay, Craig Williams, he wanted to extend the community dock. He just wrote a letter. We went out there yesterday, and there was no number for the community dock. Couldn't locate the dock. And what he requested in his letter is for us to approve this. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have a letter written, write him a letter stating that once he gets approval from everyone else on that community dock before we even look at it, otherwise we can go out there and give, you know, tell him what he can do and what he can't do. But if he can't get everyone to agree on a community dock, we're wasting our time. So I'd like to make a motion that he gets approval from everyone on a community dock, and then we'll take a look at it.
Prior to the meeting.
Okay, so motion made by Dave, second by?
I'll second.
Okay, Brad, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now Wagon Plot, Don and Karen. This is a community dock also. We went down there to it was a transfer of a license. We didn't know which dock it was. We have no idea, there's like five slips on that dock. There was one empty slip. The dock looks like it's in good shape, but we just didn't know which dock it was.
There's five slips, B-456 and B-458, to label. The other three were not labeled, we didn't even know which one was docked.
And I wanted to just take a check around and see if they have a community dock agreement also in place. If they don't, then we'll have to go to hospital. Okay, so if they get, next time we go on our inspections, if they get marked that dock, maybe put a piece of tape out or something, then we'll know which one is theirs.
What's the site?
What is this one? This is this one up here. That was the one up here. Yeah, that's the one where there's no number on it. There was actually no number on the dock itself. You know what I mean? So it was, there were a couple of numbers, but there's three numbers missing. So. Oh, yeah. But there was no number, so we could find their dock on there. So we could do that in our next inspection. I could make a motion, but they could just mark it off, put something on there, maybe a cone or whatever. Or unless, when we do our inspections, if they could give you a number, I could contact them and meet them down here.
Brad, we'd like to have the drawing of the dock too, so we know exactly how many places it should be on that dock.
Should we put that all in the one motion?
Yeah. And do you want this back to us by August 3rd?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, do you need a motion for that, or are you all set?
Yeah, we've got a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, John Colin and Catherine. Let's see the information that filed. Electrical works. Okay, everything is okay with this one. We just, Rhonda, you have to make sure that we have an electrical inspection. You have the paperwork for that on file. And it'll be okay to transfer. So you want to just check for that because we didn't have anything.
We had everything but the electric.
So it's approved on the contingency that we have the paperwork for the electric, correct? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is for a new build on Lakeshore Drive. Our main concern is, you know, everything, the plans look good, and we've seen the picture of the new dock that they want to build. And the material list, the only thing we need is a material list.
I've got that.
You have the material list?
I've got the material list.
Okay. And the only, our only concern is that it'll probably be around 1432, and we're worried about the ice. We just wanted to bring it to their attention that they may have a problem once the lake starts to come up. And it could wipe out their dock.
It's impossible to say where the lake where it is right now, but it looks like it'll definitely be right at the edge of getting hit by ice.
And I think there's a few over in that area that periodically get wiped out. So is it possible? I don't know. Is it they have a dock that they can afford?
Do they have a dock? There's
no docks. Can you? I mean, could they in the area? Is that a
floating
dock?
You could certainly do that. Well, they're designed to put work, but no. You could certainly make something like that.
So if we write them a letter saying, you know,
our concern is about the ice,
and you should know that you may, your dock may be wiped out.
It may be in jeopardy.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's just the way it is.
Yes.
Motion? Second?
Yeah.
Favor, Gene, I get a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Gene. All in favor?
Aye.
Is that the White property?
Yes.
Yes.
That's me, we're not just...
That's you.
Yeah, you just gotta be very careful, that very steep there, and where the lake is, if the, you know, the winter, your bottom posts will be very close to the ice. If the ice fluctuates half a foot or a foot, it could take your post out. You may wanna look at perhaps, maybe resubmitting that with a cantilever, where the posts come out at an angle, so they're not so close.
Charles Sherry, folks asked him to submit a request for temporary dot, he brought it in today. So I just wanted to let you know, he did that. And Dan, you just called me about some cherry trees?
Yep.
So you guys should know what he's talking about.
Yes, two cherry trees in the cove that have been under-eaten by water, are held up in growth right now. Mr. Harris would like to take those down after the lake goes down this fall, very little trees. I make a motion that we send a letter allowing you to do that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Ron, in front of Dock 158, there's a floating platform, and it looks like two of the barrels are full of water, and it's like at an angle, and it's very unsafe. I don't know who it belongs to, but it's in front of, it's maybe about 30 foot out further than their dock, and the water floating. If you could notify, and I don't know who the dock, who the owners are, it's in front of Dock 158. Put a, get a letter together, tell them to remove that. I'd like to make a motion that we have them remove that, or make it safe. That's another thing, like, just, those owners.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it was Mr. Sherry, that he's the one that put the application in today. Well, anyway, he cut a tree down below the 1450. It was a nice tree, and approximately a month ago, Bill Whitcock was there, and Mike Holmes was there. We were all three of us were there, and he also built a set of stairs. But we told him anything below the 1450, we have to get permission, but we did tell him. So he was under, you know, he knew the rules. He did cut down a tree, I think we're gonna have to replace that tree, write him a letter from now on, that if he does any work, that we're gonna tape off his dock, you know, without him or permit. He has to get a permit before he does any work. And I'd like to see that tree be replaced. Anything to add to that, Brad? I'd like to make that motion.
Right, any second?
I'll second.
Good, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there's another one that while we were out there, it was brought to our attention. Betsy and Merle Arthur, they have a board hoist out there, and I believe that they have a dock, I think that was the one with the four, they have a dock with no permit or no license or anything. That was just put out. I don't know, if the lift was just put out there, that was a jet ski lift?
Yeah, the jet ski.
Jet ski lift, and they have like a little dock out there, you know, a brand new dock. They're lakefront.
So, you know, they really should.
They have to apply for a permit. We were talking, I don't know, I would give them so much time to apply for their, to get their application, otherwise we'll have to follow up.
So you'd like a letter to...
I'd like a letter to board to them, state that they apply for a permit.
Want to give them until the 30th?
Give them until the 30th, and from now, and also in that letter, let them know not to do any work below the 1450 without their permission. Maybe a second.
Yeah, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now also in the lake, while we were driving around, we noticed there's a lot of money and a lot of buoys that are put out there by other people. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna just start removing these on our own if they're not for safety. People are putting them out there.
What's the name? I'm sorry.
Just with mooring buoys. Mooring buoys. They're just putting them out in front of their properties, so no one will drive close to their property.
Oh, that's illegal, and we found out when we were DEC.
Right. Okay, so we're gonna, when we're out there, we're gonna just start taken by his stall. And another thing is, there, I don't know how many boats are we, there's some floating platforms that are out there that people are using for docks. And I don't know, I don't, there's no license for those floating platforms, so I don't believe they should be used for a dock. So when I'm out there, I think I can get the boat number, and then I can turn them in, I think we should write them a letter. I don't know who owns the flag.
I just make a recommendation, some of these people put these buoys out to protect themselves against boats coming in real close to their shoreline. I mean, I know, I have a neighbor that that's why it's out there, his children in there swimming, and it's just the way his property is situated. That when they come around that corner, they come in very close. And I think what you're gonna get is that they're gonna say, okay, I'm not gonna, I realize I shouldn't put the buoy out, but could you people, please, look into that? So I think there are some areas that if you're gonna have them take it out, you probably should look into.
Well, I can understand that, I can understand that.
Whoever's putting a buoy in its place.
Or we noticed the one yesterday, I think that was at a pretty straight.
Yeah.
It was a pretty straight area, and there was no turns or.
Okay, but I'm just saying, there's some of them that are there for a reason.
We'll have to take a look at them as we go along. Okay, another thing is, there's a trailer that's been parked.
Oh, before you go into the trailer, what, the last one, what did you say? The.
About the mooring buoys?
No, the floating.
The floating plant, oh, with the dock, there's boats that are actually tied up to a couple of them on the lake. There's no licenses. For the floating, for the floats.
And they could be a hazard, an inflation hazard, right?
Yes.
So you're going to try to find out who they belong to?
Right.
And then we'll write them a letter?
Write them a letter.
That's your motion?
I'll get the boat registration, the boat license.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
All right, there's been a trailer that's been parked, I would say, a month or longer on district property. And it's between docks 111 and 101. I don't, Ron, if you can look up there, those properties. We have the plate number on here. It's on the Canadian side, so I don't know. We're gonna have to write them a letter when we have the license plate number of the trailer. And without permission, it's being parked on there. I believe it should be moved, otherwise we're gonna start something all around the lake. Our camping grounds all around the lake. So I'd like to make a motion that they, that be moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, at Hutton Bay, I've heard that there's been some launching been done. I have not seen it myself, but I've heard that there's boats that are being launched at Hutton Bay. And then I just recommend, and what we talked about yesterday, just possibly just lock the gate or something. Or just have the people there that go down there that can board or whatever, so no one else can sneak in there and launch a boat. We should go around launch.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that if they could lock the gate, or just the people that have access to that area, go through that gate or whatever.
Is there a second to that?
Well, I'll just ask a question. Grace, do you know, is that gate on your property, or is that just outside of your property? I'm just asking because before we go locking your gate, but your gate.
I'm not sure if it's above the 1450 or not, but we didn't put it up, so I don't know who it is, but.
That lake's been locked, or that gate's been locked for years. I believe everybody has a key.
Okay.
Sometimes people leave it open, people sneak in there.
Okay.
But for most part, they keep it locked.
Right, but if anyone does it while you're down, if you see someone launching, get their boat number or license number, you can let us know. But stop. Or maybe we could even have a sign made up, possibly. Put a sign up down there. I'd like to make a motion that we have a sign made up and so we can post it down there and nobody will launch it.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
And I think I have to abstain. All in favor? Speaking of boat launching, this goes back, this is under old business. Ron, did you write Ron's a letter? Remember where they've been launching the boats down on?
Well, that's the campground.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you write them a letter?
Weren't we going to, wasn't that what we were going to do, Gene, do you remember?
Yeah.
Weren't we going to start with a letter?
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be the first step, and then we'd take it from there? The DEC was going to be the second step? Okay, Randy, you want to make sure that letter goes out? Okay, I just wanted to follow up on that. Okay, Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to bring that up.
No, that's fine.
Reminded me of...
I think I covered up with everything. Is there anything else, Bill, would pop, you're out here?
It seems to be about everything.
Is that everything?
Was that, were you talking about no boat launching in Hudson's Bay at all?
Right, I believe that all the boats should be launched right at our launch.
Belco Beach, the only place.
I'm good, I'm fine.
Okay, so we've already talked about Salzman and Hannah, correct? We've covered that.
Yes, we covered that, we're going to write them a letter.
Rush Creek rerouted.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure, the dimensions on that. Launching at the aircraft.
Right.
Page two.
Page two, wait a minute.
This is the last paragraph. Agreed to monitor, not set months.
Okay.
I don't think we put anything in place to monitor.
No. Well, maybe we ought to address this again, what do we want to do with that?
Well, write the owners a letter of the properties down there and just tell them that, you know, I mean, if they want to launch, go to Belco Beach, they can launch during the week, it's free. And I just, what we want to do is deter other people from going down there that don't run from the trailer park or to launch their boats, because a couple of weeks ago, when Dick Hubbard was up at the launch, he was filling for Allison for a little while. Two guys with jet skis came up there, and they didn't want to pay the $50, so they went down to the corner and they launched for $25. And that money could be going to your district.
Right.
So it's, shouldn't happen.
So do you want to make that a motion?
I'll make the motion that we can send them letters, and all their tenants launch at Belco Beach. I mean, I don't know if we could force them, that they're in the district, but they don't have to follow district policy.
Well, we can't force them, but we can also, the next step would be notifying the DEC.
Right, the DEC, you're supposed to have a permit for the launch from the DEC, and those docks and that creek actually should have a permit from the DEC, because that is not a lake, it's actually flowing water in. So the DEC got involved, it probably gets pretty early.
Okay.
Gene, do you have any questions about that?
No, I'd like to see a drone sometime.
Well, I think we were just trying to make good relations.
But I think we should send them a letter, nasty letter, just explaining our situation.
Start from there.
Start with a letter, okay. So, Dave, you made the motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So we will have a letter. All right, Rush Creek rerouting, all right. I called Dave Liskey from the county, and Dave said the only thing the county will do is the survey, which they did do. But he wanted me to talk with Fred Sinclair, who has since retired from Soil and Water, so I called Fred. Fred said the survey is done, but it hasn't been plotted. He suggests that we write Public Works a letter saying, thank you for doing the survey for us, we really appreciate it. Could you help us with the final step of plotting the survey? If you can't do this, could you suggest a firm that could plot the survey? And then Fred said we may want to go to an engineering firm. Apparently there's one in Cuba, TBGA, and then there's the other firm that Tom McElhaney is a member of, and Tom is a lake resident, so. But that would be the next step after the plotting of the survey. So we want to ask the county, could you please do this for us? They don't want to do it. Could they suggest who we could get to plot the survey? That's the next step, according to Fred. Nothing has been filed with the DEC. In fact, the engineering firm, Fred said, they should be the ones to file because they know how to do things.
Just give the public works department, see if they will apply.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All in favor? All right. Gene, you have the Belmont Hardware bill.
Mm-hmm.
The mysterious bill.
Very mysterious. Dig it under there.
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, I was over there today. Ray, the owner, wasn't there. My caller, one of his clerks, wasn't good enough to look it up on the computer. And it was for 4 gallons of paint, paint brushes, 2 gallons of bleach, and a box of scar pad soaps on the scar pad. I can't imagine what that would do before. You're on the lake, Vulcan Beach, or wherever, it was $106 change. They can, there was no signature. So, who bought it? I had no idea.
Can I mention that in the past, sometimes we're confused with the Rushford Lake Conservation Club?
Well, they have it on their computer. I checked that out.
It's, it definitely said.
Public Beach, they have the Rushford Conservation Club and RLMB. Reading out pressure down the course.
What about the landowners association?
They have one here for the borrowers, the landowners. There was stuff bought there in May that was there in April, March, paid for repairing docks, repairing dock, repairing docks, and something to do with the lodge or something like that.
Tom, where did you buy the paint that the kids used to paint the storage shed?
Rushford Hardware.
All right.
So,
sales tax?
If you want, I can go back and get this straightened out with Ray and get his input for this. He does own the place. Because I go over there frequently. Not frequently. It's been going on a little bit. In May,
Can I just make one more suggestion? Mm-hmm. Gene, if you have to talk to that guy, it's a practice at the Rushford Hardware that when anybody buys anything on account, they sign it.
Well, that's his practice also.
And, you know, you should look, obviously this time it didn't happen. So
well,
you should probably tell them that there's no one charges anything to our account unless they sign it.
I'm sure Ray realizes that, but he's got 8 or 10 people working on it.
Well,
and the guy I talked to, I know I may be doing the job, I have to sign the charge or something, but I'll talk to Ray and he did it.
Thank you, Gene. I don't think we need a motion. We'll just let Gene carry on with us. All right, let's go on to, is there any other old business, first of all? I think we pretty much covered that and more.
There was one other problem.
Okay.
That we have, I don't know, Grace, you're going to have plans for a new dock break wall this year, or you're going to repair that?
We're working on it.
Okay, we're going to be working on that, okay. And the only other issue was the tree. okay? We went there, and when we went there the last time, half of it was like cut off, it was like blown out of the stump around it. But I would just, I myself, just to clear this problem up, I'd like to make a motion if you could just plant a new tree, maybe you plant a foot or two of that stump, and get rid of that stump eventually.
It seems to be growing back.
Right, I know, it was just like...
I don't know how it got broken.
I don't know how it was broke either, but it was broken half. But just to solve the problem, would you mind planting a new tree? Just to clear this up.
I don't really think it's necessary, because that tree is growing there quite well, and has a good...
To me, it looks like there's a stump, just, you know, there was four little branches growing out of it, and two were broken right off. Only a right. I'd just like to make a motion.
Is there a second?
That new tree is planted.
A second.
I'm going to abstain, all in favor?
Aye.
What about the hoist?
Pardon me?
What about the hoist?
The hoist, well, they're gonna have new plans this year, they're gonna redo their dock in the fall, and the hoist will be moved over, it'll have to be 5 foot from the lot.
I had to move the shed right away, that hoist should be moved right away.
The hoist is not, it's where it's supposed to be. We've been over this several times, it's been discussed in the past, but it was...
Who's talking, how are you determined, they come and measure it?
And they said, and they told us that it was okay.
But Brad wasn't there, Bill Whitcock was down there, and Mike, I don't know if Rich was down there.
Rich did the original.
This time there was the three of us, we've been over there three or four times already.
And?
I'd like to make the motion that it's all corrected this fall. Okay, this is my motion, it's all corrected by fall. The new dock, they're gonna reconstruct the dock, be 5 foot from the lot line with the hoist, and if it's not, then we'll have to take further action.
Is there a second to that?
What's the date of fall you put down?
Well, before the next building, you know, I mean, during the winter time, or when we reconstruct the dock, move it up to over so it's 5 foot from the lot line. Because right now, it's kind of tough to work.
It's very difficult to tell where the lot line is exactly, and that's the hard part.
We're talking inches here.
Yes, inches.
Very hard to determine that.
Well, that's why I say, like, when you reconstruct your dock, and then, better idea, once it's all staked out, we'll go down there, dock committee, and check it out.
So, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. I abstain.
Second, because of the new measurement, or whatever you're gonna do to clarify everything, you're gonna set it once.
I abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, anything else under old? Okay, Gene, anything else?
Oh, I got lots of things, we're gonna bring up tonight.
Okay, all right. All right, new business, dam issues, Tom. Is there anything you wanna say about the dam?
Well, I guess I'd just like to put people at ease in case they heard that we were gonna run out of water. We're fine, the lake is full. We went from full lake defined as 1440.4. Best I can figure out from every measurement call I've made, we went from 1440.6 to 1440.3 over a matter of 4 or 5 days. So, 0.1 of a foot is 1.2 inches, 0.3 would be 3.6 inches. And we went from over full to closer to full. As far as I'm concerned, the lake is full. We're at no risk of losing it. And everything's fine. So if you hear stories that we're down a foot, I can't prove it. Open to questions, concerns.
Any questions, gentlemen, from the board?
Well, what we were talking about is if you're gonna vent, maybe you could notify Debbie. You know, this way here, if the water level does go down a little bit, or notify Rhonda, you know, this way here, if there's any questions, then we can always give Debbie a call or Rhonda a call, just to let, so if there's any questions around the way, sound reasonable to you?
I also have the code, and I've been good. That's going to be so much fun to call and find out, you know, what the lake level is. So, I've been checking that, and it's good. It's a solid.
As long as someone's keeping an eye on it, I have no problem.
You're in trouble calling Ron, or Ron saying you're moving in daylight time for a couple of work, right, John?
We can leave a message at the office. We can leave your message at home. I can send email. You're going to get a lot of them. Sorry, do we call you after it's done? We've already got to call Mount Morris and the three contractors down there before we do it.
Tom, how many times a month do you think you have been?
Summer we've had this year, we're constantly meeting. The night that the events was the last time I remember closing it, probably since the middle of June. It's been open to various degrees. The week before that, we had 300 CFS going out because it rained all day Thursday. And we ran 300 all through the following Friday into Saturday. And then we cut back, and she bounced. So we opened her up again. We've been mostly this year fighting to keep it down. If anything, we've been running a little bit high.
What about today with all the rain that we got? Quite a bit.
Started
today.
This morning at 0.5. We're opened again, releasing 50 CFS. It dropped to 4, and right before the meeting it said 5 again. So I'll be there at 06:30 in the morning to do a depth measure and decide if we need to let out more.
Tom and Bobby have been very good with the meeting, so I think we have to leave it to
fine.
The discretion of our operators. That's why we hired them. That's why you guys get the big bucks.
Can I say two things? These damn operators don't need to call the office every time they make a valve change or start venting. That's ongoing. It's constant. The other thing I'd like to say is I think we should be careful about how many people have that security code for the dam, and you need to be aware, everybody that has that code needs to be aware, that if there's a high or low water alarm set, and the alarm trips, it's in a dialing sequence where it's calling Tom, it stops, calls Bob. That alarm is canceled. If somebody calls in to check the elevation of the lake during that calling sequence, it cancels the alarm. So you got to be careful about calling the dam all the time, especially when there's extreme weather.
The alarm assumes that somebody, one of the operators,
there's two ways to respond to the alarm, to cancel the alarm so that it stops its calling sequence. One is to push a number on a touch-tone phone, and the other is set up for the old rotary phones so that you can call it back and it will stop the sequence. Well, if someone happens to just pick it up, it's happened in the past, someone happens to pick up their phone and call the dam just out of curiosity to see what the dam level is, you could be canceling an alarm. Okay? And people that have that code need to know that.
Well, I only call it once a day, so.
You could be
canceling. If you don't want me to do that, then fine, I won't do it.
As long as
they have control. That's what we are at dam operators for, right? Yeah.
Okay. Right.
All right, then I won't use it.
I'd say in normal circumstances it'd be fine, but if we're in the midst of something, you're probably going to get one of my emails anyway that tells you here's what we're facing.
And Tom,
we tend to communicate when it's unusual circumstances.
Okay.
I just brought that up because I had one night where
right.
No, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Yes. I think we have to let them do their job.
Amen.
Not a problem to let you know.
Okay.
That's the only other issue I wanted to bring up is in sight of what happened last Friday is we should review the whole surveillance camera thing. I don't know if that made the budget, but we should have eyes down there at the top of the stairs, down at the bell houses, by the gate and the stairs where they crawl up to jump the rocks, and the brick house. Maybe half a dozen fake ones so they can't take them all out with one stone or pea shooter. And maybe we can find out who's been having so much fun down this year. It's been very busy. We've done a lot more fence repair this year than in my history. The south end of it from the South Dam Road Extension has been cut, pulled loose. I've recabled it 3 times. They're still prying it open so they can get in there. And somebody's going to get hurt. Not a good place.
We're going to discuss that when we get to the budget, Tom. So, yes, we will be looking at that.
Is
I would publicly like to thank Mr. Weed for coming to me in person to let me know about the situation with the gate so we could get right over there with a new chain and lock and not have it easy for him. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Bill isn't here to talk about the fall protection in confined spaces, but hopefully we can get him here in the next meeting. That's the OSHA training, correct? Landowner Association letter, Canyon Deer Creek concerns. Did everybody get a copy of this letter?
Deb, would it be possible to read the letter so that the audience could hear?
Sure, why not? Why not? Excuse me, Brad, I'm sorry. Dear Commissioners, this was dated August 7th. At a recent Rushford Lake Landowners Association Board of Directors meeting, an issue of keen interest was discussed. A unanimous vote in favor of elevating the status of this issue to one of major importance was passed. It is the purpose of this letter to inform you, the managing body of our lake, of our vote and the intensity of our concern. The issue is with regard to the uncontrolled management of the Canyon Deer Creek area of the Recreation District. We feel that there is no reason that this should not be part of waters and boundaries that you manage, and that steps should be immediately put in place to annex this area, to place it under the control and management of the Rushford Lake Recreation District Board of Commissioners, no matter what the magnitude of this may be to accomplish the goal. Our discussion and concern arise from the recent boat launch that was developed along the creek, allowing for nearly uncontrolled access to the lake and circumventing controls set in place to govern and regulate boat launching in our waters. It further addressed the issues of dock construction that's not being approved or built without conforming to current commission regulations, not to mention the impact on the lake of the 100-plus boats docked in this area. The creek area is as much a part of the lake and lake district as any other part of Rushford Lake. The activities in this area, from dock construction to boat speed, must be addressed and governed in like accordance with other parts of the lake district. We avail ourselves and our membership to help the Board of Commissioners investigate and implement the steps to make this happen. We realize that this is not an easy move, but believe that a more fairly managed and safer lake district will result. Please place this letter on your next meeting's agenda and immediately begin a process to change state legislation that governs our lake from the Board of Directors, Mary Jo Hubbard, who's the secretary. And certainly we've addressed this tonight, partially. If we were to take this over, we would have to have the legislation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked to Mike and David Poland about it, but we haven't set up a meeting about changing the voting rules, and this could be implemented. We could also try to get this into that. We can talk to them about that. Then we want to have an open meeting also. But that was going to be this month, but it's on hold right now for changing the legislation. We're going to do it, but we just haven't put it together yet. We haven't talked to the attorneys. Both attorneys haven't talked to each other.
Well, we've got a letter going out, and maybe a copy could go to the landowners. Would that be agreeable with everybody? A copy of the letter that we're sending to Ryan's people, the Ryan Inwood. A copy go to the landowners. That's our first step. What do you think about that, Gene?
I think right now it's just business affairs,
okay.
Right. If anyone wanted a copy, could they just come and get one?
Sure.
I know it's a change of legislation, but I don't think this and the voting have anything to do with each other, right? That it was just my opinion that we should probably put this to the front of the burner. I tend to agree with this letter. especially with the current issues that we're going to have with the dam, and the fact that we are responsible for the lake, everything that comes into that lake has to come down that creek. Which is kind of where I was talking about with the boat launch in the DC.
We've got a question.
I'm sorry, I don't know if this is a stupid question or not, but has the board ever directly tried to contact, like, Mildred's daughter and the son and Ryan, you know, to come up with a gentleman's agreement?
That's what we're doing.
And this has not been done prior to this? Oh. Then maybe that would be a good, my suggestion, a good place to start. Before we start getting the DEC and all that.
Rather than going in with animosity.
Right, right, right. I think that's what we, why we thought the letter was our first step. And certainly we appreciate the support of the landowners. But Gene, I think you're also right. We've got a first step we're taking here. Let's see where that goes.
Well, I mean, cut to me, if I were to go right in, that would kind of kick me off. All at once.
All at once, without a letter, without trying to negotiate. Brad?
Well, I tend to agree with you, tend to agree with Gene, but disagree at the same time.
That's a bad situation.
There's no question that they knew that Buffalo Beach is the only place for a boat launch.
Right.
So they've already circumvented without even contacting us. I would say maybe make a motion that we set up a meeting with them.
Okay.
Face to face.
How about we do the letter also? Letter first and then set up a meeting?
Letter requesting a meeting?
In, yes.
That's fine.
So can we have a letter requesting the meeting but telling them what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Brenda?
We want to come to a meeting and have one as well.
Right. About our concerns about the launching. And should we leave it up to them to decide when the meeting's going to be and how many people want to be involved?
Well, if we hold a meeting, I don't know if we could actually meet with them alone. The whole board would have to, you know, they would have to be during a regular meeting.
Okay.
We can't meet with them individually, you know.
Right, as a board, but maybe we could have...
one or two people.
Right, as long as there wasn't any quorum.
However you want to do it, that's the way.
Yeah, I think that would be a... I can see more sense of attacking.
Right, exactly. So...
Right, somebody said they're wrong, we're in situation.
So who do you want, who wants to volunteer for this?
I'd be happy to meet with them.
Okay, who else?
I'll be there.
Is that all right with you, Gene?
Sure, unless you want to.
You guys, I mean, not that I don't want, you guys are going to talk really hard.
No, it doesn't matter.
You're right, well, I have two, it's not financial, it's not nice.
Oh, I'm sure you're right, I'm not worried about being nice. Okay, all right, so we'll just wait to hear from their reply to our letter.
I think we should put a date out. I would ask that we would like to meet with them.
Before August 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to tell them what they want.
Okay, good. Prior to August 3rd.
Do any of you guys actually know the people that are running the place?
I met Brad one time, or actually a few times. I spoke with Brad. But I don't, as far as, you know, I'm doing that.
There's no meeting going into this.
No, not at all.
So do we need a motion on that? Yes. Brad made a motion. Okay. I need a second on that motion.
A second.
Thank you, Gene. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Going on, we talked about motorhomes, correct?
Yes.
That we addressed that. Okay. Ironworks at the dam. All right. You can blame me for this one. When the kids and I were working along the dam area, the Summer Youth Employment director had asked for another tour at the dam for the kids since they were, you know, working so diligently. Tom Thomas took the kids down, and he is a natural born teacher. He's really, I give kudos to Tom. It was great for the kids. However, while I was down there, I noticed how rusty the iron looks like. It's really, really bad, and there's missing pipes down there, correct, Tom?
No.
And the gates themselves are, they need to be painted. I don't know who we could get to. Tom just said, you know, Tom's saying, well, Deb, I'd try to do it if I could, but he can't. I mean, there just isn't enough hours in the day. I think we need to have this professionally looked at and professionally done. And I don't know who we get an estimate of the cost.
From what I recall down there, it ought to be sandblasted.
Yes, I agree.
When you get into the sandblasting, then you're getting to the EDC problem. You've got big money. Because it just ain't much of a lot of sand out the water. It's probably got to run it.
How about like grinders and wire wheels?
Still going to do filter and sand.
I'm not sure about that. I'm all in favor of doing something there with that. Carpeting up is really good in modern day. Rust paint just covers, paint covers rust up. Not dissolving.
What's his turn?
Yeah. Bill.
They have paint you can put on that to dissolve some of the rust.
They do.
That's still. Well, there's a special paint that kind of neutralizes the rust.
Weren't the gates, wasn't that part of the project? They had, they were painted.
The actual spillway gate doors themselves were sandblasted and painted as part of the gate reconstruction, but not in the surrounding post, the superstructure.
Where are the missing pieces?
Oh, I guess probably we're thinking about the ones right at the base of the stairs where
basins.
They're not so much missing as they've been moved by boulders that come down.
And there's, Tom, when you're walking down below, right on the spillway, there is a missing piece there, too.
That's what we duct to get to the stairs to go down the trail to the valve houses, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think that one's missing by design.
Oh.
It just made it easier for us to get in and out.
Is there any hazard, real physical hazard with what's missing?
I don't know more than anything else. It didn't make my top 10 concerns. There's a DEC or somebody's been after us to try to get those boulders off that came down the bank and crushed the things in. We've proposed several ways of doing it, and they didn't like any of our methods. We may not hydromine and blow water underneath them so they go in the spillway, and we may not blast, and we may not. Last I talked with Bobby, we thought we'd try to get some down there and bore holes in them, and they sell something you can pour in that expands, and supposedly we'll crack them into smaller bits. And maybe we'll do that and just not tell them. And then if we ask, we may never get any. Unfortunately, they haven't liked any of our prior suggestions. I'm half afraid to ask them about the paint and cleaning those rails up because I'm afraid that old paint might have lead in it.
So if we took Gene's suggestion and just went over, I mean, that would
coat them, treat them with something that helps neutralize it, and then paint over that. Into it, so we can try a section, see how it goes.
Should we contract with somebody to do that? Or else, what do you think here?
Is that something that you would want to be involved in, Tom?
Well, we could peck away at it. One person is going to be a long time before it's all done. Forget how wide the dam is. Shame on me. What are the stats here? How wide's the dam, huh?
Old dam?
Spillway gates are 20 feet.
There's a lot of...
Well, why don't you contact a coatings expert and get their opinion on it? Because if you're talking about the structure of the spillway,
the gate,
the structure above the gates.
And just all the posts along the backside facing the Bell houses.
Is anybody here a coatings expert? I don't, you know, that's, would be the first step, I would say.
Yeah, I'll be sure we'll leave the calls.
Okay, good, thank you.
Once our contact is finished.
Right.
They might send it in their, some direction.
But at least that's starting.
I don't know.
Is that agreeable with anybody?
I'll also make a call, I'm gonna call somebody that's maybe more familiar with hiring to see if maybe they can tell us to call this up.
Yeah, that sounds good, okay. Then we won't vote on, we'll just say, go for it and bring us a report and see if, and by that time, Bill, maybe we've got something for the budget.
Okay, all right.
All right, Vulcan Beach break wall. Again, this is my, when I was out there with the kids, we're getting a lot of erosion down there at Vulcan Beach around the break wall. In fact, in places, the wood is actually separated from the wall itself. And Bobby was down there one day filling in holes, Bobby Pomeroy. And, you know, he said, yeah, you could fix the wood by putting in posts and then, you know, pulling it back. But I said, Bobby, isn't there another way of doing this, something a little bit more permanent? He said, well, maybe riprap. And he was going to come up with an estimate for me of how much it would cost, whether we want to do the whole thing. But I haven't heard from him yet. So, Tom, did he give you any?
Didn't get a number.
And we really need that if we're going to put it in the budget.
Sure.
But Bill was really good. He thought that Bobby charged about $90.
I'm not sure. I just looked it up. The break wall cost us about $5,300 back in 84, so that's 24 years ago. So I can't imagine what it would cost right now. I think you're probably talking $10,000,
$15,000. Is the whole thing bad?
You're going to haul in quarry stone?
I would like a second opinion, not just mine. I would like somebody else's opinion, somebody else to be down there and look at it.
I'll go down there tomorrow.
All right, thanks very much. Okay, and then maybe we can come up with some idea.
Dump riprap in there, and I don't know what the DEC regulations is or something like that.
I don't know either. Or do what Bobby said and just pull it out. That's a, that was real common, fix the line.
Is that the spot where the sheriff was talking about?
Yeah. Part of it. But it really needs all around the point here.
Sure, around the point back where?
I think so. I think it's really washing away.
Don't know, but I suspect the DEC would rather riprap than break walls. I'm not fond of break walls in general.
Was that right?
Bobby has put other riprap in and he's trying to point them. All they really said is it's got to be this size when it's in the bed.
Okay. All right, let's go under finance, budget items. We've already.
I just wanted to address the launch building.
Yes, yes.
The launch building.
Oh, yes.
Tom, you rolled it. I went in there today, this morning. I went in there, it's still leaking all over the floor. And we suggested, you and I were talking, and maybe it was done, and we were talking about putting a roof up with a peak on it. Just to eliminate it. I don't know, if we put something flat on there, I don't know if it's going to hold, or if we want to try another material.
Made a few calls, sent a few emails, and nobody's got back to me yet with a bid on just putting a new rubber roof on it and stretching it.
Oh, you are?
And I haven't got a number on anybody yet.
Is that what they're putting on these mobile homes, Tom, that you're talking about?
Well, this is not a rubber roof on it now, so I figured the easiest would be just have them take the trim off or stretch a new one over it.
Wickham, the one with the kids there. He asked if you, he knows you target, but have you ever thought about that rubber driveway sealer stuff that people use on driveways?
We could try and get a 5-gallon bucket of goop and just give the whole thing a coat.
Sometimes it's better to start with the cheapest first, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
My main concern is if it starts to leak during the winter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
With the freezes in the mountain, their roof, the whole ceiling will be on the floor. Right now, we already had a disconnect one light up there because of the weather.
I think probably having the current rubber roof removed is where you're going to have to start, because you can't tell why it's collapsed and sunken and the water just sits there, and the stretch of the rubber on it would be gone for I don't know how long, but I think eventually it's going to sag.
So you contacted some people?
Yeah, a lot of people asked me just to try and get someone to meet me there and look at it or give me an idea. A 10-by-20 rubber roof job would be, or I had a pitch of some kind, and I haven't got any answers yet.
Right now, just to maybe stop the leak, I mean, not to stop it, but to prevent it from leaking, I want to be through like a good-sized tarp over, you know what I mean, just something until we can come up with a way to fix this problem. No tarp over. I don't know if that's going to help or not. Just for temporary.
Get a big enough tarp. Should keep it from getting in. It won't match our easy money green.
No. Until we can come up with a fix. I don't want anyone to
say the new plywood we put on the floor.
Right. It's been a bump.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion that we can put a tarp up there, get temporary until we can find out what we're going to do. Tarps are very
important.
Can I ask, just temporarily?
No.
Do we have any idea how much more it's going to cost us to put that building in shape?
At this point, the leaky roof's the last major concern, isn't it?
That's it.
Doors are bumping, the ramps are bumping, painted.
So there's nothing else other than to repair the roof, and then it's ready to go?
I had $50 left from the advance towards the doors and talked with Dave, and we thought it'd be a good idea to get an ABC fire extinguisher in there in case somebody's blowing a car or something decides to burn, and a first aid kit wouldn't be a bad idea.
But the only major item yet is the roof.
At this point now, we realize that that roof leaks badly.
That's the only major item right now. Everything else is done.
That's it.
The electric's done, the phones in, everything is done.
Did our GD ever show up to bury that phone cable?
On the other end, I didn't check, I drove by there a couple of times.
Better not.
Right, that's what, could you give the telephone company a call one day and see if they buried that line? They were going to bury that line within a week or just when they installed the phone line. But it's laying across the lot there as you went into the launch area on that road.
All right, you don't need a motion then on any of that? Okay, all right. Okay, under finance, I'm going to turn this over to Bill.
Well, I put together a budget for 2009, and for those of you that, one of the first things I do is I try to project where we're going to be at the end of 2008, and then I go forward to 2009. For the balance of the 2008 year, we had discussed that protective equipment, and that's going to run about $4,500, I believe, for that. Legal fees, probably another $6,000 in legal fees. We have a rather significant repair bill that's due from Sonatrol for the water damage that was caused to the... I got their insurance renewal. Do you want to discuss that tonight, or do you want to wait till the next meeting? Insurance probably went up about $700. Wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
And then, of course, we have the dam break analysis that we've contracted to Hatch Acres, which is going to cost us another $44,000, which was not anticipated when we did the 2008 budget. But it's necessary expenditure in order for us to get a release
on the grant money of $654,000. Major expenditures I put into the budget for 2009, training for the dam workers on the level, I think it's the level equipment, the level monitoring equipment, $2,500. These next two were recommended to us by the dam safety, devegetation on the downstream side of the dam. I put in $10,000 for that. Core samples, $12,000. Reface the hull bunger valves, $30,000. And I put in $20,000 to repair the gas seals. Talked to Bruce. Of course, these are just estimates, but if all goes well and we don't get too beat up next year, it's about $15,000 in legal fees. And I put in the budget a 3% pay increase for the employees. All that being said, the real financial issue in this district right now is that we're probably losing about $30,000 a year in insurance and, excuse me, in interest income. Without the receipt of that grant revenue, it's going to be put on the backs of the taxpayers to replenish that reserve fund. If we get the grant revenue, I budgeted it for getting it by the end of 2008. Of course, those of you that have been to budget hearings, I've been putting it in the budget for the last 2 years. We just haven't gotten it yet. If we do receive that, we have about $1.2 million in the reserve fund. Without it, we'd be around $500,000, thereabouts, in the reserve fund. I propose the same tax assessment as the year before and the year before that. It's basically $200,000. I have some concern about that, given the fact that I'm projecting that our 2009 expenditures will be around $210,000. So we would be using that entire assessment to cover our expenditures for 2009. This is my budget from what you people have given me so far, but I've noticed there's been a few other things talked about tonight. The railing at the dam, we're talking about Baldwin Beach, we're talking about possibly this voting thing. Where we want to change the definition of a qualified voter is probably going to cost us. In addition to this other thing that was brought up by the landowners, changing the legislation is going to involve legal fees also. My estimation right now is if you take out the, let's call them non-reoccurring expenses that you which I kind of refer to as the major repair type items and hopefully legal fees to a reasonable amount spent on the assets. It's costing us about $120,000 a year to run the district. And my feeling would be I probably would recommend that you raise that tax assessment at least another $10,000 and then follow with another $10,000 increase in 2010. And hopefully some of the expenditures that we've been incurring will go down. One of the things we, the Balcom building and the Balcom dock, that was our own employees, which is why our wage numbers you see in this projection I did have gone up. But all in all, it cost us with our dam employees, who I think do a fabulous job. I don't think there's any resident in this district that would would stick their nose up paying $25,000 a year to have three men go down there and take care of our dam. I don't think that's an unreasonable amount of money. But, that being said, there's other expenses that you've heard, you've had some discussion on tonight, that are not in this budget, that could necessitate us to maybe raise that assessment even more, but that's certainly your call. So that's what I've got so far.
Bill.
It's the grant revenue. I cannot stress to you enough how important it is to get that grant revenue. And I'll say it as a personal thing, the state's behavior on this is appalling. Absolutely appalling. We did everything we were told to do. That grant revenue should have been in our treasury over a year ago. We're being held hostage by the state of New York. So, again, the 2008, the big difference between what we had budgeted and what it's going to turn out to be is going to be that engineering study of $44,000. We certainly did not know back this time last year that we were going to incur that kind of expense.
Do we have that?
Excuse me?
Do we have that money, $44,000?
Sure, we have right now, we've got around $600,000.
To me, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but that's the most important money that we need to spend in order to get
the grant.
I mean, I think that, you want to talk about priorities, that's top priority.
Didn't we already approve that? But I just want the public to know how we've been held hostage, in my view. And we have tried, and Bill Sikorsky has tried over and over again to try to get these funds released. And every time we go to them, it's another punch list that they've thrown our faces and said, if you don't do the following, or at least tell us when you're going to do some of these projects. Charlie?
Yeah. Don't you have any politicians, any congressmen, any...
We have used them. We have used them, but unfortunately, they're Republicans. You now have Democrats controlling everything. And this is a political situation.
Oh, I know it is, but usually to give it a decent...
Well, you know how I look at it, Charlie, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we have fulfilled our end of the bargain.
Right.
100%.
We have.
And I know the state's in trouble. I mean,
but that money should be there. We've been promised that.
We've actually been told that that money's there. It's just that they will not release it until we do this dam failure analysis, which is going to run, like I said, $44,000. And then, of course, after that's done, you don't know what their punch list is going to be after they've reviewed it. These core samples are going to be critical. As to what they would require us to do sometime in the future.
And percentage-wise, what would the taxes go up to the district with the new budget?
Well, right now the district assessment is around 8% of your tax bill. I've done some analysis on that. It's about 8%. So I'm proposing raising it 5%, another $10,000. We've been collecting $200,000 for the last couple of years. And I'm thinking we should do 10 now and 10 in 2010. That right, 10 now and 10 in 2000. But I...
So you mean just go from 8 to 10? Yeah. Right. From 8 to 10,
no, right.
Go
8
5,
to
go 5 and then another 5. We have 5% increase in 09 and a 5% increase in 08.
And that would give us 10,000.
Give us 20.
20 over the 2 years, yeah.
That's just on your district.
Right. I understand. It's like just...
I know for a number of years it was costing us... I don't think the expenditures have been... For the general everyday, just to run the district, it's only gone up from... we were running below 100, and now I think it's around 120. So I don't think that's bad. No. I mean, that's really kind of inflation if you think of it. So, I mean,
But the, that's my recommendation. I'll probably get stoned for my tax.
Well, a source of income. Has that dried up the possibility of RG&E selling more to them again?
Well, I think,
Some time ago that that possibility did exist.
Yes. I think it's, again, what Charlie raises, a political thing. I think we need some muscle to get them. We had a meeting with Jim a couple of years ago with, I don't know if you remember Dave Irish. He might have been after you on the question. And he was not in favor of any proposal to extend a revenue sharing type arrangement with the power that was generated from the water release from the dam. Wasn't in favor of that at all. And at the time, Pat McGee was the senator, the state senator in Olean. And I was at that meeting, and she asked me, does that vein on your neck always get filled with blood and stick out when you listen to people talk? And I said, no, not always. And she looked at me and she said, this is just the first step. And unfortunately, Pat passed away. She was a real advocate for us. And I think, I would have to think maybe some of the hullabaloo that was caused by the election issues with Kathy Young maybe would you think that kind of scared her off a little bit from us? Could it be? Maybe I'm...
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, it's just, you've got to have someone go to the state and help you with this. Whether it's the town supervisors, the county, whoever it is. I mean, we've got to have some political support on this.
Yeah. Mr. Hawk, just one second.
Can I answer your question, Jim?
Yes, another avenue was some company approached us a few years ago about power generation. They would put in the generators, yeah, and take care of getting all the permits, and they would pay us a fee of what was it, $20,000 a year or some number of that.
Well, we actually had Al Corwin from Hatch Acres sit in on that meeting. And he didn't think the science made any sense on the way he was going to generate power. And Hatch Acres did not give us a very high opinion of the presentation that this gentleman made. He said that basically it was, instead of going into detail, he just said the science didn't make sense. So we've tried things, but I think other than our proposal to them several years ago was a revenue sharing kind of thing. You know, whatever you would generate in power at the wholesale level, we would just take a percentage of it.
Right.
Mr. Hawk, one of the things that I would like to see in this new year, so to speak, I've had people approach me that would be willing to serve on a committee to approach Energy East, which now controls RG&E, to see if we've got maybe because of the cost of fuel, maybe now there'd be a whole new attitude. And, gentlemen, I didn't put this on the agenda, but I would like to form a committee. And I don't mind being on that committee myself to approach Energy East.
You got to approach somebody else who's been sold twice.
Oh, was it sold again?
National Grid, and now somebody's talking to some company.
The Netherlands, okay. But to approach whomever.
Right.
And see if maybe now, because of the price of fuel, if now they'd be ready to talk with us.
Better put somebody in that committee with some juice. We're just going to have a nice chat some afternoon.
Yeah.
Well?
Been done there, wrote that.
And again, maybe I can even get Kathy in again.
That would be perfect.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, granted, she's the wrong party, but we'll see how far she can get.
I remember Pat McGee said to me one time, when she called me when she got the first portion of our grant, mm-hmm, and I was talking to her on the phone. She said she had $200,000+, and she called me at work, and she says, you want me to get it? And I said, sure, by all means. And I said, Kathy, how do you do this? And she said, well, you know, sometimes those people will be my vote, mm-hmm, for things that they want.
Right, exactly. It's a quid pro quo.
So we're not without power.
Right. We do have people on our side, and I think Kathy would be the one. I don't know about our assemblyman, but I would my money would be on Kathy. All right, so I've got your permission to look into that.
Sure.
And I will try to get back with an answer by the 30th. How's that? At least something. Okay, all right. Bill, do you need a vote from us tonight?
No, no, I think what I need is, the budget hearing is on the 30th of August, and there's been a couple of issues that have been brought up tonight. And I think, certainly we need to do some, get some numbers on it. And you've gotta tell me what you wanna do. And then I did raise the issue of raising taxes 5%, and that's something that, that will be presented to the public in the public hearing, and then afterwards, you'll vote on that. But if any of you have any other suggestions, I could, some of these sheets that I have, I could send each of you some reports that I have.
So.
Bill, on your stuff you have for polling, is that you have a figure on there for pointing some more on the dam this year?
No, do not. It's not in there.
And brush removal on the downside?
Absolutely not.
That's part of this dam safety.
And I don't even know what this redirection of the creek, I don't know, we've been told that we have no cost on that, but.
There is.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's been exciting.
Well, that's another consideration, you know, that's something else that, again, I did this at my kitchen table, you know, so I need your input on this.
Another thing is this, the machine they have down there now to monitor the water inflow and outflow, needs repairing or something?
A little about repairs, we were gonna try to get a consultant to help us, figure docks and functionality that we can't seem to get to, and maybe calibrate things so we get consistent readings from all three spots rather than one-tenth variances.
I think this all has bearing, will have a bearing on this dam safety thing.
Plus another set of calls and emails I sent this week, but I didn't get back any kind of a number.
Plus there's, I mean, some kind of a monitoring system on the exterior, not the exterior, the dam, the entries in the dam cameras and whatnot. I'm sure that they're gonna, that dam safety thing's gonna fit pretty, include a lot of other things. I think we've got to talk to Bill Sikorsky on that, if he's got any more pertinent information or what they really want. Even though they've never really told them what they really need, what they really want. Every time you turn around, you wonder, you don't talk to ours, but you're selling our building. I think we're gonna have to get the bills input on this.
But again, the grant is the key.
That's grant key. Pending on all this regard.
That's the key. That's been going on for how many years now?
Sure, but I wish that was Ben McGee 4 or 5, 6 years ago.
What office is that grant for out of?
Dam safety.
Okay, DPM. Bill?
You know, one of the things, Kathy, that's killed us on this is they've had so much change, so many turnover, engineers, no longer there, and then you got to bring everybody back up to snuff again. It's just, it's a bureaucratic
nightmare.
Nightmare.
My understanding was that we spent the $44,000 on acres and developed what that we would get a release of. I don't know whether, I didn't understand it was all the money, but there'd be a release of some of the money. Was that your understanding?
My understanding was a release of all the money.
All the money.
The
thing that you have to remember, once that study is done and they've evaluated it, they are then going to create a punch list of what they feel you need to do.
But they were going to release the money first.
They were going to release the money first.
Okay. All
but
right.
I'm just
that's,
saying, when
yeah.
that's...
And then they're going to make a...
Then they're going to say to you, all right, we think this project needs to be done. Mm-hmm. When are you going to do it?
Right.
probably should've gone, Bill, what we did with that boat launch down to the Balkan Beach here. We've done what we've done with that, just tell them, forget it, we go their own. I think we've been farther ahead in a while.
Yeah, well, anyway, with some of these projects that I think Bill has kind of counseled us on, you're talking a lot of money.
And there's nobody sitting here on this board right now who knows what he's talking about either, actually.
But if you guys could get back to me, I'd like to get this done, what is today? Today's the 7th or 8th?
Eight.
And we got the budget hearing on the 30th. And I mean, I would kind of expedite, if you could, some of these projects that you want to do. And but keep in mind that you may be asking for more than a 5% tax increase. So these projects better be something you really want to do.
Bill, and this may not be something that you want to entertain this year, but something in 2009, but something you might want to look at for 2010. I know the district would have the ability to do a bond if they did it through the towns. Is that?
Has to go through the towns a little bit.
Is that something that?
It goes through their bonding authority.
Something that the district should look at as a possibility for raising cash if we have to put out a big outlay?
Sure. They would have to vote it, though. They would have to, the town boards would have to give their permission for that. I believe it's both town boards.
Probably,
yeah. And then you would just lend the money, and then you'd have a debt service then.
Carrying through.
Correct. I don't think we're at that point.
No, I don't.
You know,
okay.
that
we're
really
not that
looking
desperate
at.
Desperate yet.
But when this study gets done.
We could be.
You could be.
It might make sense to at least know how to go through the process so you don't have to ramp up and have a learning curve, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, something to think about as we might have to do this, as I said, maybe in 2010, if all the funds. What about federal funds? Are there federal grant monies available?
I don't know. I honestly can't answer that.
I get a grant
bullet
that is primarily federal funds, and there is very little that has come through. You know, you think with all this concern with dams and bridges.
Energy? Anything with energy?
Not yet. But I expect energy will be ahead of dams and
Bridges, yeah.
But I haven't seen anything yet.
Deb, if you do see something, just give me a heads up on that, because I might be able to get you some connections on the federal level.
Okay. That would be good.
All right.
Yeah, because we don't have any other than Randy Cool, and I don't think he's going to.
Talking about that, Candy, what about green energy for the funds for generating electricity with this?
You know, I think that there's ways that we can get some help here. But yeah, it's getting some political clout in here.
Because I think our, Dave Irish's comments when the vein was basically, we're going to get the water anyway.
Exactly.
You know,
they're getting
it, anyway.
It. So it's forcing them to pay us for it.
Right.
But my view was, what's fair is fair.
Right.
I mean, we were proposing at that time a revenue sharing, even if we got a third of what we had calculated would be the power generated at a wholesale price, it's probably $125,000, $150,000.
Mm-hmm. I just think that there is ways that we can put a little bit of...
You got to put the pressure on them.
Pressure on them.
All we have to do, Bill, is just release the water on Friday and Saturday.
We do that.
Not the other days of the week when they can use it.
We've been trying to, I don't know if it's still done, when we first had this meeting, we had the engineering study done to calculate the potential for power generation from water releases. I gave them the historical data of how one of our releases had been over a number of years. And there's a level or a flow rate, Bob probably knows more about this than I do. There's a flow rate in the river that they're not going to generate any more power if you exceed that flow rate. And the biggest problem that RG&E has is they do not have the ability to pond water. correct?
Correct.
So if you gave them more, if you increased the flow rate on the Genesee River, they wouldn't generate any more power than if it was at that magic level. And I'm not an engineer. I don't know what that is, but that was what we try to do.
We try to help them.
We do nothing in our power to help them.
They've done that for several years. Controlled the flow of the release.
Correct.
They get it when they don't need it.
Right. But...
Okay, relative to the budget hearing and our next meeting, it's going to be August 30th, which is on a Saturday, at 9 a.m. Not at night, but in the morning, because several people couldn't be here later on.
It's my fault.
Whatever.
My nephew's getting married, and I have to...
All right. Is there any other new business?
Can we just do a recap?
Yes.
So when you people call, I'm going to make sure that we've got everything.
Okay.
So we're talking break wall at Balcom.
Main. Let's see how much more we're talking.
Railings?
Yes.
At the dam?
Yes.
Anything else?
Rush Creek.
Rush Creek?
You're looking at security, you're going to need some money for installing it.
Right, security at the, security, camera security at the dam.
Is that computer for the dam already approved, or was that in the limbo?
That was approved, we just haven't purchased it yet.
I never talked to Charlie about what he thought. Now, let me just ask you a question. This change in the legislation to change the definition of a qualified elector, is this going to be 100%? I mean, somewhere along the line, we're going to have to get involved, aren't we? I would think. And I don't think that... I got $15,000 in the 2009 budget. And that's really the thing that was in the back of my mind, was that. But, I mean, even if Dave Pollan's going to do it, I'm sure you would want our lawyers to
look at it.
Our lawyers going to be. And also, if you want to pursue this landowner's request concerning the change in the legislation, I mean, that's going to cost some legal fees.
Well, I guess my feeling is we could set a limit, and what we get done in the next year, we get done, and if it has to carry over to the following year, fine. I don't know how else to say. I think that's number one.
Well, I don't say it's number one. It's got such a great
loss. I think the voters is going to be more of a problem issue. And extending voter rights, that's going to be more of a problem issue, actually, than extending our...
Got it.
I think it has to be settled here.
You've got other people in this lake that have the ability to launch boats on their property. And that's one of the first things that a trailer park person is going to bring up. Without a doubt.
But if it's on district property, we're really trying to watch it. We're really trying
but
to...
He would say to you that, well, anyway, it's the... I see your point, but you're really opening up. That's a tough one because you've got other people that can launch boats from their property.
But we're not charging. He's charging people.
Well, there's people that. Well, he is charging people.
He's charging people.
Well, they're renting. other. So basically, he's making money for it.
He's charging people to launch boats off that launch.
I think the approach I like is Angie's, and not get in a legal thing here at this time. Because I think you're talking, I didn't want to imagine.
No, I think it's a bigger issue than just that. It's all the crap that comes down the lake every time there's a flood. Boats, dock seats, parts of their boats, their parts of their docks. It's all coming into the lake every time there's a flood. Because they don't get to follow any regulations on their docks.
I just think that, you saw the budget numbers and everything, I mean, this is just something that's going to, you're going to spend some legal fees on it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think we should try the neighbor act.
I think, let's give that a shot.
Use some money.
All right, anything else under new business, Bill, you bet?
Well, let me just summarize. About break wall Balcom, railing at dam, Rush Creek project, camera security at dam, and legal fees primarily change of qualified electric. Again, you can see I've got like $15,000 set aside for that. If you think that we need more, then maybe not.
I just want to remind you.
That pointing at the dam, Bill, you've started the project, I think.
I think.
We already talked about that.
We had put that in the 2008 budget, Gene.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And again, the thing that threw us off for 2008 is this engineering. We had actually budgeted. We had $80,000 in the budget for major repairs, and right now we're at about $53,000, and that was the $32,000 for the final installment to the STC, and then the $20,000 for the repointing. So we still have a little bit of room there.
Okay.
In 08 now.
Dam pointing, I think it's been running about $25,000 a year.
Yeah, but I think that's going to go up because of the price of concrete. That'll go up. You got away with $20,000. You're not going to get away with $20,000 anymore.
And then we got the brush removal on the ground.
Yeah, I put that in 2009, $10,000.
You're adamant about that, and that one thing Bill brought up here, that brush out downstream.
I've got the expenditures since the last time you saw them. And that's it for me. That's a 2008 expenditure, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Hoping so. Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't have anything like that in the 08 broad budget, so.
maybe going to do a couple of temporary waving his hands or for us this year or something. Get us through.
I guess my, I, you know, I agree. I mean, we've got to prioritize here. We can't really.
Well, yeah.
But Rhonda was telling me, didn't you tell me that Vulcan Beach was discussed in the mid-90s? Fixing that?
Oh, well, it's been discussed.
Nothing was done back.
Discussed.
There's something that always takes priority.
Yeah, I know. I do believe the dam is number one, but I think eventually we have to.
I mean, to really do a good, Bob, do you think just putting riprap there is going to stop the erosion of that?
Well, the wall would have to be removed and the ground would have to be properly graded and riprap would do a good job.
Right, but you just can't just throw riprap there and it's going to.
No.
I mean, I go by there in the boat and you just see the ground. It's just like, it's like a chocolate water.
Yeah, it's pounded and it's eroding underneath the wall. But don't you think that, I mean, that's kind of a park. I mean, it's nice to be able to walk up to the edge of the water and go fishing for the people that use it.
Until the bank caves in.
Well, it's undermined. It's washed out from the bottom.
I know.
But when you put riprap in there, how usable is the lake going to be?
Not very.
To those people.
Well, then, I mean, we don't have to do riprap. We can do Bobby's other suggestion. You know, I just, my feeling is here we make our landowners keep their break walls and their front up to par. We've kind of got Bill?
Canyon Trail 6 used rock cages to hold the rocks for riprap, and then he put like a walkway over top, and it's really beautiful. If you drive around the lake going to the surface, he did a wonderful job.
Old bull car property? With the gabions? They call them gabions?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but you know, that ground at Vulcan is different.
It's a little steeper, I know. I'm not sure how you get it to work, but it's a wonderful idea if you get it to hold there.
Personally, you know, I don't think anything is going to be a permanent fix. You know, it may be in our lifetime, but looking 50 years from now, no matter what you put there, it's going to, I don't care whether it's concrete, wood, PT, whatever, you know, it's going to. But my suggestion, if you're going to tackle something like that, you know, really look into it and try to do the best job. You know, you can be penny safe and pound foolish. And, you know, I repairing it once in your lifetime is one thing, but when you're going to have to do it a couple of times, you know, that's a little crazy, too.
Well, like I said, the wooden wall that we have there right now has been there for 24 years.
Yeah.
So it's getting close to the time that you need to
do something. Shelf life is expiring rapidly.
Right. Right. So.
Well, again, I do think the dam is our top priority, especially if our expenditures on the dam would bring us the grant money. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So, Bill, as far as my feeling is, that's where the money goes first. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Nothing else? Okay. Open forum.
Yes, I have a safety concern regarding children jumping from the bridge on 49. And we know that kids do that and they swim in that area. And since we know that, we kind of are very careful because there's a lot of boaters that come underneath that bridge and a lot of jet skis that come on, under there. And we always toot our horn before we go there to make sure that the fishermen raise their lines and the kids don't jump. Well, about 2 weeks ago, we did do that. We stopped and waited, and we still heard the voices. And so we continued to go because we thought they heard the horn, and they jumped 2 feet from our boat. Not maybe a second later, and you can't stop at a boat. another kid jumps right in front of us, must have missed the front of our boat about that much. Now, could we put up a sign that says, no swimming, no jumping from a bridge? It probably won't stop them, but at least maybe, because I've seen parents there with children doing it too. Maybe they'll see that it's dangerous.
Can we help save one person? One person's life.
Yeah, I might not stop it, but the sign would be there and maybe it would save somebody. Because the, like I said, there's more and more jet skis coming underneath there and they don't stop. They just continue to go through there. They don't know.
County might possibly do it.
I think Glenn Turner's right, well, you can't.
I think he's going to do.
It's not really my question.
See, Glenn Turner's right to view, you can't put anything there.
That's a county.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how much you care about kids getting hurt.
We could contact the county, if they don't want to do anything, we can ask them if we can do it.
If we can get a sign.
If we can put a sign up. If they don't.
Ask the county for permission to put a sign, permission for us to put a sign up.
I'll see them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what's the suggestion? Me?
Yeah, do you have anything you want to say?
No, I don't.
Okay. Alan? Grace?
Yes, I'd like to, you know, have to do our request for two docks that was tabled last month for this meeting.
I spent more than enough hours on this week, and we're trying to come up with a solution that works for everybody, and I think you may know that I spent a lot of time on this week. And we, you said they'd have an answer in August, is that correct?
August 34th. We have an answer for you August 35th, those two docks.
On the two docks?
Yep.
Jason? Bob?
Jeff.
Jeff. Mr. Hahn?
We used to have recording equipment for the dam for water, leak water elevation. In a town building in Canyon Deal, behind Bill Damon's house when he was in. Do we still have that equipment, the chart recorder?
We have what's called level metering equipment. I'm going to, that's it?
This was a chart recorder, Grant.
Oh, a chart recorder.
Some circle thing.
Circle.
Or you have to hire somebody to interpret it, yes.
Yeah, we have the verbatim that's down there now has a circle recorder. And it doesn't show you much, honestly. Depending on how it's calibrated, you know, if you set it from 0 to 20 feet, it shows you a little bit more. But it pounds, right now the way it's set up, if it's still set up that way, it pounds a whole month into a little circle chart. You know, and a change in elevation of 6/10 of a foot shows up like a little pimple.
Well, I wondered if that would, you know, get Tom off of the hook when he's challenged about how low the lake is, especially if we had the recording equipment in our office here, district office.
That training that we put in the budget, are you aware of what that's going to entail, or?
That was part of, we got the updated telelogger software. We wanted to put the computer right in the building so that we could start recording a lot of that historical flow and release information so that we could pull it up and not have to read the circle thing. Pull it right into spreadsheets, whatever, do what we want to do with it. So part of putting the computer down there was
correct
specifically to pull the history off. It's because there's a limited memory in that machine. It's been overwriting itself now for I don't know how long. So if we had to go back to a point in time, we'd have to find that wheel and I suppose pay somebody to figure out what it said. And it would also help us when we're in periods of bad weather to really monitor hour by hour whether our inflow is still building, whether we've ebbed and it started to drop. And right now the only thing we can do is just constantly call it and try to get a sense.
We've actually purchased some software to do that, right?
Then we got the new telelogger software and we hadn't had no luck getting it to work over the phone line. So if it was in the building directly in a serial port, gotta think we can make that happen. It could
help us present history and also help us better predict how long is this inflow going to last? Is it still building? Have we ebbed yet? And hopefully we can also interface it with the cameras and not be rotating VCR tapes. We can patch them right into the hard drive.
Gary?
Kathy?
No.
Bill?
I just wanted to say we're about ready to start renumbering docs.
Yay!
And also, did somebody say that there's more than one person on the dock, it's automatically a dock association? Before, talking about...
If it's not a front lot owner, it would be an association, it's not a front lot owner. As far as I, unless there's someone out there with one, I don't know, Ronnie, are there any people out, yeah, there's people out there with one dock, and they have, like I go in a circle, and Nicole, yeah, they...
Well, we talked about the one... With one person, I can't remember the name right now. Buncey, the Buncey deck?
Right.
Now, you said that would be an association?
That there's two people on the deck.
So then, if you have more than one person, it's a...
Right.
Okay.
There are five docks next to me that are two people per dock. Trail five.
And it's not lakefront?
No. They're back a lot of them.
Here's what the new numbers are going to look like. This will be on each dock, and if you have, for people that haven't heard about it, each dock will be, you'll get one number, and if you have two or three docks, you're a front lot owner, and you'll get letter A, B, C, depends on the docks you have. Community docks will get one number, and if they have six slips, A through H or whatever, or seven slips, But our main thing right now is there's a lot of docks that are out there that don't have tags, and we're going to have, our dock inspectors yesterday, we were discussing it, and we know that some docks may have been built without permits, and we have to find out who the owners are, so what we're going to do is, but if we don't know who the docks are, we're going to put up, that's another thing we might lose, we might make up a poster, and staple to the docks so that people can contact the district office. Well, if you see one of those on your deck, we don't have any dock belongs to us. Because if you're making the thing, you apply to us.
Now, they all the same color like that?
They're all going to be the same color.
I remember back when suggesting that they should have different colors for different areas, area G, area. Mm-hmm. Because when you're out there doing dock inspections,
right.
You don't know where G, H a lot of times are. Different colors would have helped narrow it down.
What we're going to do is we're going to start number one, and it's going to all run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way around the lake.
Yeah.
And it'll end up, like this way, if we do it this way here, we thought like if there was an emergency on the lake, and we had all different colors out there, that they may not know where to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I just said that, but you know the different sections.
This way here, it'll be easy for us, because we were on dock inspections yesterday, doing like one dock 101, and right next to it was like 5th or 101, 111.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and then the other ones were down on the lake, and it's just unbelievable how you can find the dock. It takes so long to look for a dock.
Is there a cost for that, David? I know years ago we had dock permits, and I believe there was, yes.
There's not going to be no cost.
A cost to that. And then they went to the wind. So these are here to stay?
Yes, hopefully.
Good idea. I think it's great.
Now, is the commission going to go around?
Yeah, we're going to start next week. Next Wednesday, we're going to start.
Yeah. And they are reflective, so we're going to go ahead and find them. They can be able to see everyone.
Next Wednesday, we're going to start.
You'll be attaching them?
Yes. We'll be attaching them. The document you'll be doing. Rich Balter, he said that he'll be out here, and I'm going to go with him. People that are available at the time, I know Rich and myself will be doing it. I know Brad works, but when they have time to pick it up, it'll be fine. If anyone wants to give us some time, free time, if they have any, we'll be more happy to accept help.
So your our dock numbers could potentially change. You're just going to pick a spot and start at one and go around, so most of the dock numbers will probably
change.
Everybody's will change.
Okay.
I have a book here with everyone's dock. I remember that. So what we're going to do is,
when there is a deck in there that we recognize that there's, if there are numbers on them, we're just going to put the new number next to it here and pass it on to Rhonda.
Yeah, we're also attempting to use the tax map as a basis to use it so you can also have a visual and see the numbers that they go around the league also.
Okay, Janet?
Yeah, I have something I'd like to read. I didn't want to present it to the board, but I just wanted to be able to read it and figure. It'll be less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'll just read right through. First, I'd like to congratulate Brad and think he will be a positive addition to the board. Welcome. Since Rick was arrested last week, I'm going to read right through this. I've been struggling with my feelings and woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning the other night and had a cup of coffee and 3 cigarettes and wrote down, so I just feel like reading it to you. A year ago, I believed that having 2 new board members would be a positive move for the lake and was supportive of both new members. I thought they shared the views of the standing board that the commission's main purpose was the interests and fair treatment to all property owners around the lake. I've now come to believe that both are lacking in trustworthiness and leadership skills. This past year has not proven to be a positive year for the board. I've recently sent my resignation letter to the Allegheny County Youth Board, of which Deb is the director. I've observed what I feel to be a witch hunt against my husband. I feel disappointed and let down by many of the actions that have been taken behind the scenes of the Rushford Lake District, especially by her. I felt it would be hypocritical and foolish in me to continue to serve on her board and pretend to respect the leadership. Both commissioners have had the appearance of sabotaging my husband. They've been questioning his integrity, his honesty. I'm allowed to speak. It's my words.
Janet?
Yes?
We're not here to take personal attacks. You know, if you want to say something about the commission, if you want to talk in general, but I think this is personal attacks that we don't have to take. Correct, gentlemen?
Isn't this called an open forum?
It is, but I don't think we have to listen to this. Judy, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah. There was something brief that when I bought my property, I applied for a license for unrestricted use of the Love 1359. Now, the Youngs of Guadalupe boat and put it on a community dock on the opposite side. That doesn't bother me at all. The free movement across my property, above and below the 1359, I prefer that they would use the easement that goes down to that community dock.
Can you tell me exactly which dock we're talking about?
It's only 2 doors down from mine. Mine on dock 35, that's probably dock, the community dock is probably 33. I'm not sure of the numbers.
If you want, I can...
It's only 50 feet to the easement for them to walk down there rather than going across my property.
They walk by your property. They're going down the 1450 and walk by.
Most of the time it's up on my property. It doesn't matter.
His shed is right on the 1450 line. You have to walk in front of the shed. So
you don't even know where the 1450 line is. Okay, the shed is right.
One at a time, please.
Yeah, it's not 3 minutes. I have a right to speak right
now. No, I'm not. Just one at a time.
I would like to go down there someday, take a look at it. If I can get someone to go with me, Billy, you're all...
Oh, I'm busy, I think.
The 1450...
You can have him between 9 and 10.
Pardon me?
If it's okay with Mary, you can have him between 9 and 10, but then he's not.
All right, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
That's not a public right-of-way below the 1450 line.
This is.
No, it's not.
It's public right-of-way.
I don't know.
That way, if you come down and use my dock, I pay taxes on that and I maintain it. That's that's not a public right-of-way. It's easy enough for you to walk 50 feet down, to go down the easement. You're just doing it as an irrigation. I'm just trying to prevent, you know, going, escalating this.
You can't set this up on the right-of-way, the old app, and on this lane, it's right down the lake like that.
Would the Youngs have any problems pulling down the right-of-way, staying off the frontage? Do you have any problem?
We do that, we only go on the fourth, below the fourth.
I know you are.
While you're there looking, I'd like you to see if, where the 1450 line is, and where his shed is, exactly. Because I don't believe it's where he said, you said he was to put it. If you really wanna look into things.
I appreciate you doing it.
We'll be there Sunday morning at 8:00.
How much will there?
Brad will be.
We have people walk across, our lake across all the time. All the way.
What we're gonna do is, we're gonna be there Sunday morning at 9:00, the three of us. And maybe Mike Holmes will be there with us.
Cal? Nothing. Gary?
Can I be dot number one?
Why?
Just to be one.
Be number one, huh?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
Tom, or Bob, we got you, right? Tom, anything? Oh, Mary Jo, I'm sorry, she's back there all by her little old self.
Nothing.
Well, gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at 11:25. Okay, is there a second? Okay, all in favor? We are adjourned.